Okay. Wednesday night, it says, I'm Cheshon, Ra'alochim, Chavis Al-Lodis. So we talked about different situations where you might be potter from paying for Nezek. So one of the situations is in sporting events. The Shulchan Aruch actually talks about if people decide to wrestle, apparently it was done. Like the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it's usher to do. They decide to wrestle, so and then someone gets hurt. So there's me'ikara, but it's true by all sporting events that there's a general mechila. If we're talking about a shalom b'kavana, if someone gets hurt, but so here it's like, let's say it's shalom about wrestling. I'm not saying boxing. It sounds very weird, but if people decide to box, it's like, I don't know, they used to do it. It talks about wrestling, boxing, wrestling. Okay, whatever. A kavanam, the din is if it's that there's a general mechila because someone obviously could get hurt. And but if you break the rules, then you have to pay. So that's the point. And that's what should be. It's called hitting below the belt. It's not only a metaphor, but it's also one of the rules that you can't hit below the belt. So if you break the rules and the person gets hurt because as a result of something you did, but you broke the rules in doing so. I'm talking about the rules of the sport that you're playing. So then you do have to pay.
What is it, tzar nezek?
What?
Do we pay for tzar nezek or just nezek?
What?
What if it's just tzar, not nezek?
That's a separate issue. If you have nothing to do with, we're talking about now situations where there's a general mechila because it's understood that someone might get hurt, and there's a general mechila. Now there's a separate topic called do we pay for the hamisha dvarim bisman hazeh? That's not what we're covering tonight. So. Okay, we're in Chavis Al-Lodis, Sharakniya, and we're at the Perek Tes. And we finished Perek Tes, we talked about what comes first, the Kniya or the Midos Tovos. His Maskana was the Kniya comes first, because that's the foundation of everything else. So Perek Tes, very interesting Perek. Avol mitochen l'skaveis b'leiv ha-mamin, ha-kniya v'ha-gaiva imlo. Is there any time where it's not necessarily contradictory to have gaiva, but he will explain what he means by gaiva, because obviously if you just have gaiva, that's obviously a contradiction to kniya. But can you have two different... Well, he'll explain, because you have these two seemingly different hergeshim at one time, where you could have gaiva and kniya at the same time. Is that possible? Obviously, the answer is going to be sometimes yes, or else I guess he wouldn't have asked the question. Omar, but he'll explain what he means, and then it'll become clear, hopefully. Omar b'tshuva zeh, ki ha-gaiva mischalekas l'shnei chalokim. There can be two types of gaiva that we're talking about. Echad mehem gaiva sa'odam begufo, in his physical attainments. He's strong, he's able to do X, Y, Z, maybe even in momentous, he's clever. Gufo, binyane gufo, v'tikuna fiyim, things that have to do with the guf, whether it may be it's even his good looks, or his ability to do different things, or his ability even, that's one type of gaiva. We'll use the word gaiva for lack of a better word, but we'll see really different nuances of meaning. He's proud, he's satisfied, he's proud of his attainments in ruchnius. The chokhma, the maisa hatov, his good deeds and his attainments in the ruchniyistika aspects. So those are the two types of what he called gaiva. Now he'll explain further. Any gaiva that's there because of attainments physically, that could not possibly exist with kaniya, because anything in the guf is a matnas Hashem. So any pride you feel is misplaced. The minanimna is kapsam b'lei vechot, so they can't be together because they're really they're opposite. Each thing really repels the other one. They stand in contradiction to each other. If a person is misgoe on any yisron gashmi that he has, how could he have that? To deny or to refrain to give credit to the one who really who made it, who gave it to him, umiyuta etzlo, right? The bezos is bal hatova, umiyuta etzlo, and he dismisses what Hashem did for him. Umiyuta diyoso, the mehirus hasaromig manu, he sort of ignores that he could lose it overnight. Whatever it is, whatever gashmiyustik attainments he has, unasiyosam yatslo, and he's not really in control of it. There's little he can do. He could lose everything in a second. The yachshom, and he thinks, and if he thinks, ki hu amet the boliatsmo, vakone also bechocho uvechachmoso, kmosh amr sancheriv, bechoach yodi osisi, vaman avuchadnetzer, halo dohi bovel rabso, Vamaparo liya ori vaniasisini for your datum, he'll take it from Amaram. Pretty quickly after they said these statements, Meharisus Malchusum, they lost their Malchus, Vashkosas, Memshaltum, and they lost their kingdom. Hagaiva Shibamaila Saruchnius, so there, Mishaleka Sushnechalokim. So there, we call it pride, in Ruchniyustik achievements. So there's two types. Echad mehem guna. One is not is inappropriate and stands in contradiction to kiniya. Vasheni meshubach. But the second type is to be lauded, and that's okay, and that could coexist with kiniya. Okay, we'll stop here.